the U.S. and Italian ambassadors have been hurt in a mortar attack launched by Tamil Tiger rebels in eastern Sri Lanka. They were hit after getting off a helicopter at an airbase in Batticaloa, where they were to attend a development meeting. One of the men received hospital treatment for head wounds. The rebels admitted to firing the shell, but blamed the Sri Lankan army for initiating the exchange. Archbishop Oswald Gomez of Colombo tells us more.
Certainly, I'm appealing to the people not only of Sri Lanka, but also of the whole universal church to pray that we would have something coming soon, because the cost of life is far too much to solve this problem. And, you know, it's one thing are the killings, then on the other side, the sufferings of the people who are in camps, refugee camps, and displaced in many other places. And, you know, this was never the spirit of Sri Lanka. We were all living as brothers and sisters of one community. If you look back about 20 to 30 years, the friendship was so deep and so close that people hardly ever thought of each other as a Sinhala person or a Tamil person or a Muslim. Far from that. But now today, even though among the common people this feeling is not there, well, there are groups that are becoming conscious, highly conscious of this, these differences. And unfortunately, the nation as a whole is getting fragmented because of this.